The treatment of detainees in Iraq and elsewhere was the subject of a memo posted by the Justice Department on the eve of the holiday weekend. The White House says that memo does not reflect a change in U.S. policy, but news analyst Daniel Schorr says the timing of the document is significant.
When Alberto Gonzalez appears before the Senate Judiciary Committee on Thursday for confirmation as Attorney General, the ghost of Abu Ghraib will figuratively be seated alongside him. It was White House Counsel Gonzalez who, in the first flush of rage and fear generated by 9/11, advised President Bush in a January 2002 memo that the war on terrorism renders obsolete the Geneva Conventions prohibiting coercive interrogations. He described the conventions as quaint and said that terrorists are not legally entitled to humane treatment. That was updated in an August 2002 memo prepared by the John Ashcroft Justice Department with help from the White House Counsel's Office. It did not retreat from the January memo, and it added a narrow definition of torture, saying that mistreatment only reached the level of torture if it produced severe pain equivalent to organ failure or death. It was a document that prison guards in Abu Ghraib, Guantanamo, and Afghanistan could cite in their defense. But then, on November 10th, President Bush nominated his old friend from Texas, Alberto Gonzalez, as Attorney General. And with Gonzalez coming up before the Senate, there came word of a new policy paper. The new memo was prepared by Daniel Levin, Acting Assistant Attorney General in charge of the Office of Legal Counsel. There was no news conference, no effort to call public attention to it. The 17-page document could be found last week on a website by diligent search. It repudiated the previous memos as wrong in stating that only excruciating and agonizing treatment constituted torture. Such treatment, it said, is wrong, even if the aim is to protect national security. The White House now says that all torture is abhorrent. The Geneva Conventions are not quaint after all. It took a long time for the administration to reach that conclusion, and then the hope of avoiding painful interrogation for the Attorney General designate before the Senate Judiciary Committee. This is Daniel Schorr.